It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, it is tea time, kicking things off with one of my favorite couples, Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani. The hot couple just revealed they will be performing together this Sunday evening at the Grammys.
I had to do a song with Gwen to get that invitation, which... You know me, I don't do like big performances. There's not going to be like a big thing that happens. You know, I'm going to stand in front of the microphone. I'll find my spot, and that's where I'll probably start and end up. And then Gwen will be she'll do all the eye candy.
She'll be all the eye candy. They haven't performed on stage together. Sometimes they're at each other's shows, but this is like an actual performance. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. Grammys going down this Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, this is cool. There's a little Doritos commercial that leaked that we will see during the Super Bowl, and it features Sam Elliott reading Old Town Road lyrics.
I got the horses in the back. Horse tack is attached. Hat is matte black. I got the boots as black to match. Riding on a horse. Ha! You can whip your Porsche off.
I love his voice. Sam Elliott's the man.
I love his voice, too, because he's in so many things you wouldn't even realize it unless you look him up. He's so iconic. But I hope the commercial hasn't had me laughing, but maybe it's more of a visual.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see, because Torino usually has interesting ones.
They do. I mean, I'm there for the commercials and the halftime show.
Of course.
I'm going to be honest. Lil Nas X is a big fan of the rendition Sam Elliott did.
Oh, nice.
Well, moving on to Kim Kardashian. She's revealing that Jay Leno thought of the name North for her little girl. What the what?
North took me like a week to name her. I actually got it from Jay Leno, who made that as a joke. I was like, no way, I would never name my daughter that. Like, I said that on his show. Everyone was coming up to me like, it's such a cool name, you should really think about it.
I'm shocked by this. I'm like shook.
We just need to start throwing stuff out there. We need to start tweeting celebrities when they're pregnant, and maybe we'll get credit for naming their child.
I remember Miley Cyrus told me to name Lucy Frankie. And I think that is a cool name. So maybe another one, I'll name it Frankie.
Come here, little Frankie.
Yeah, I think Frankie's cool. I love dude names for little girls, like Blake or, I don't know.
No, stuff like that. Your little Frankie like has an attitude, turns into Frankenstein, like, chill out, Frankenstein.
Or like Billy for a girl. I think that's cute. So, yeah, that was shocking. Also kind of shocking. Kylie Jenner says she wants to get pregnant again ASAP.
Mommy's cute little toes.
So it's interesting because she and Travis Scott, they're kind of on again, off again. Of course, they have adorable little daughter, Stormy. And she's like, hey, I want to get pregnant ASAP because I want at least 4 kids.
Wow.
So, and she wants to have them with him because they make such beautiful babies. So she's like, hey, get over here.
What are you doing in about 5 minutes? Let's get to business.
So we'll see if there's another one added to the Kardashian-Jenner clan soon.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
I have not had a mess like this in a long time. I was trying to help my wife out in the kitchen. I dropped a carton of eggs and just spilt it all over the floor. I swear it's the messiest thing I've ever dealt with in my life.
Once you did it, what was your first reaction?
I can't say the F word on the radio, but I said that about 7 times or 8. And then I'm like, how am I going to clean this up? Are the eggs going to give me salmonella? Eventually, I cleaned it up. I said, why does my life suck?
Was Lindsay mad?
Yeah, we were fighting at the time. It was just a cluster. 833-563-2539. What did you spill all over? We're talking this thing just made a freaking mess. It could be at home. It could be at work, in the kitchen. It don't matter. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.